We're looking at the chemistry of yolks. The chemistry of yolks. I'm going to read from two passages to place it in proper perspective. In the very popular Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the chemistry of yolks. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Very much quoted passage, but very little understood. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And its yoke from off thy neck, and that yoke shall now be destroyed because of the anointing. It is from this passage you will hear the popular saying, anointing breaks the yoke, anointing breaks the yoke, anointing breaks the yoke. It's from this passage we pick that one. All manner of songs have been composed using this passage. That's why the simplest definition of the anointing is the yoke-breaking power of God. Because it says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now note, it didn't say the yoke shall be removed. It didn't say the yoke shall be imprisoned. It didn't say the yoke shall be put aside, destroyed. When the Bible orders something to be destroyed, it means that remaining alive of that thing is still a danger. Even if it's just lying around, it's still a danger. So it has to be destroyed. The Bible says, for this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. So the proper destiny of the yoke is destruction. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. It is there you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Many years back, while in the campus, we invited an 80-year-old man to come and minister to us, an 80-year-old pastor who had retired to come and minister to us. His topic was the Christian race. So we gathered in the hall. Everybody was expectant. We gathered in the hall. The man greeted us well, and the next thing he would say is that everybody come out. So everybody marched out of the hall, and he said, who is the fastest runner here? Fortunately, the fastest runner in campus was a Christian, so he came out. Then any other person who can run, about 6 or 7 more people came out. So, okay, no problem. He arranged them. So get on your marks, get set, go. They all took off. Of course, this fastest runner in campus gave serious gap to everybody in the race. And so his winning the race was a complete walkover. So the man now opened the box that he brought. He asked them to come back. He said, come back and gather them. We didn't know where he was going. So he gathered them back again. From the box that he brought out a big 3-piece suit and asked the man who won to wear it. The man wore the 3-piece suit on top of his clothes. He brought out rain boots and gave the man rain boots to wear. The man wore the rain boots. He brought out an umbrella and gave the man an umbrella to hold from his bag. So the man held the umbrella. He brought out a hat and placed it on top of this fast runner. So he now said, okay. He called for the race a second time. Get on your marks, get set, go. This time around, the man who took the first position, who gabbed everybody so widely, was the last. And he said, okay, that's all right. Let's go back to the hall. I went back to the hall. And he was saying, do you see what a burden, a luggage, a yoke can cause in a race? You can see that when this man didn't have all these things on, he ran and he won. But immediately those luggages were on him. He came last. That which that man described, it's a good example of what a yoke can do to a person's life. In those days, if you murdered a person when there was Roman Empire, if you are accused of murder, they don't take the person to prison. They don't kill the person. They just attach the corpse to the person. They attach the corpse to the person face to face, leg to leg, and they will tie them together. So the person will be moving about on the streets with the corpse. You can't do anything. You can't sleep well. So eventually, within a few days, the person also dies with the person he had killed. It's a Roman form of punishment. They tie the living with the dead. The question is this. Anointing breaks the yoke, we say. The yoke shall be taken from off your shoulder, we say. But what exactly is a yoke? What do we mean when we say a yoke? Number one, a yoke is an instrument of toil. Two, a yoke is an instrument of evil bonding. Three, a yoke is an instrument of shared bondages. You share the bondage of the person. A yoke is an instrument of evil spiritual marriage. A yoke is an instrument of evil regulation. A yoke is an instrument of collective captivity, that is family bondages. A yoke is an instrument of communal bondage. A yoke is an instrument of arrested development. A yoke is an instrument of strong limitation. A yoke is an evil load, an evil load. A yoke is an instrument of terrible hardship. A yoke is an instrument of evil equalizer. A yoke is an instrument of evil arrest. A yoke is an instrument of unprofitable sorting. By yoke, we also mean evil submission. You submit to those you should not submit to. By yoke, we mean forced labor. By yoke, we mean wicked programming. By yoke, we mean an inconsiderate merger. By yoke, we mean evil domination. By yoke, we mean evil submission. By yoke, we mean aggressive restriction. By yoke, we mean aggressive stagnation. By yoke, we mean forceful movement. By yoke, we mean forceful sluggishness. By yoke, we mean negative loads and burdens. By yoke, we mean suffocating chains, conscious or unconscious. By yoke, we mean unprofitable entanglement. By yoke, we mean evil unity. By yoke, we mean unprofitable blending. By yoke, we mean negative suppression. By yoke, we mean detention. By yoke, we mean restraining power. By yoke, we mean negative restriction. By yoke, we mean evil hook. By yoke, we mean an emblem of evil subjection, an emblem of being subdued. By yoke, we mean unprofitable secure joining, negative annexation, and evil confinement. This is what a yoke stands for. The facts about evil yokes are this. A yoke determines your movement depending on what or who you are yoked with. Because in the Old Testament days, the yoke is an instrument to bond two animals together to work in the farm. So it is made with wood. They put the neck of one animal in the other, put the neck of the other animal in the other, and then yoke them together, forcing them to walk, which is a very dangerous activity. It means that if your partner is slow, it will affect you. If your partner is faster than you, it will affect you. Either way, it will affect you. So a yoke determines your movement depending on what or who you are yoked with. This is why immediately some people get married, their problem begins, because they are now yoked together. If the yoke is stationary, or if the person you are yoked is stationary, then stagnancy is the result. If the person you are yoked is faster than you, it will wear out the person very quickly because you can't keep up with the pace. So there are problems that wear people out and make them look older than their ages. If the partner of the yoke is sluggish, it severely limits your movement. When the yoke is in place, people repeat classes, physical and spiritual. The problem with repeating classes is that the younger ones will meet you and the classmates will go ahead. A yoke brings a bondage. It brings a bondage to the level of companionship. A yoke domesticates a bondage. The yoke is therefore a destroyer. And in some places, the Bible talks about yoke of iron. In Lamentation 3:2, the Bible talks about yoke sapping people's energy. Unfortunately, also, the Bible talks about yokes at old age, which kills very quickly. Some yokes are cryptic now. They will not appear until somebody is 50, 60, and so on and so forth, 70. Yokes are so serious, and they are so terrible that it requires the anointing to break them. Yokes are so serious that many yokes will not break without fasting. According to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. 58, verse 6. So is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Yes. Yokes are so serious, it means they are nothing to break, and some they are so serious that they will not even break without fasting. Fasting is part of what breaks yokes. That's why it's interesting to note that definition of anointing. Anointing is the yoke breaking and body removing power of God. Yokes are designed for the neck, and the neck is very close to the head, meaning that yokes can affect your brain and your mental power. I pray that every yoke of collective captivity, every yoke of darkness will be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. There are categories of spiritual yokes. Let me quickly run through these categories of spiritual yokes before we begin to pray now. Number one category is killer yokes. Their gender is to kill. Killer yokes. A lady was to be in a flight. She missed that flight and caught a train instead. She missed the flight and quickly rushed to the train station to catch the train, but the plane crashed, so she was not in the flight. So when they checked the manifest and she was not in the flight, the family knew were happy, but not knowing that she had gone on that train that even crashed that day as well. She now died in the train. We call that killer yokes. There is destiny-destroying yokes. These yokes are not designed to really kill anybody, but to ensure that a man or a woman does not fulfill their divine purpose. They are there generally not to kill, but to convert to living corpse. Three, there is anti-marriage yokes. A department occupied by spirit wife, spirit husband, all kinds of physical, gynecological problems, and so on and so forth. Wrong partner, being jilted constantly, all those are marital yokes. Four, there is character disorder yokes. This is a terrible, abuse character that brings problems. Five, there is poverty yokes that causes financial trouble. Six, there is inherited yokes. Seven is witchcraft yokes. Eight is limitation yokes. Nine is failure yokes. The person will be reaping failure where others reap success. 10 is the near success syndrome yokes. 11 is oppression yokes, which causes the enemy to harass, to torment, intimidate, and confuse the person. 12 is conscious yoke. 13 unconscious. 14 desired yoke. And 15 spells, curses, and evil covenants. All those are yokes. 16 is the yoke of idolatry. 17 yoke of evil dedication. 18 is religious yokes. Just talk to a particular religion, talk to a particular thing, not wanting to change. There's dream yokes, like foundational yokes. To break the yoke, one needs to surrender one's life to Jesus. One needs to repent of all known sins. One needs to identify which yoke one wants to deal with. One needs to raise a battle cry against that yoke. One needs to speak destruction to the powers behind the yoke. One needs to plug oneself into the socket of the anointing, because it is that anointing that breaks the yoke. And then one needs to barricade one's life so that those yokes will not come back. So those yokes will not come back and create problems. I pray that every yoke of darkness will be broken in the name of Jesus. Say this after me loud and clear. By the anointing that breaks the yoke, every yoke upon my life be broken in the name of Jesus. By the anointing that breaks the yoke, every yoke upon my life be broken in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Every collective captivity, I scatter your power in the name of Jesus. Every collective captivity, I scatter your power in the name of Jesus. I scatter your power in the name of Jesus. I scatter your power in the name of Jesus. I scatter your power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Every inherited yoke, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, then we pray. I prophesy upon your life, everyone on this prayer line. I decree that every power planning your disgrace shall die in the name of Jesus. I decree that the doors of mercy shall open to you by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree that the power of repeated problems shall die in the name of Jesus. I decree that every power tying you down to the same spot shall die in the name of Jesus. I decree that the power pronouncing death on your destiny shall die in the name of Jesus. I decree that every inherited affliction shall die in the name of Jesus. I decree that every dream of affliction shall die in the name of Jesus. And finally, I decree that your enemies shall bow down to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining this. God bless you, Jesus' name. God bless you, my friend, Jesus' name. It's your friend, the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya.